Hi, I'm Eric J. Lawrence, and I am here with legendary chef and restaurateur Wolfgang Puck. The Austrian-born culinary dynamo has over 100 restaurants worldwide, and we are thrilled he's taking some time today to sit with us and talk about music as part of KCRW's Guest DJ project. Wolfgang, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you. Yeah, and you know, my mother wanted me to be a musician. That's why she called me Wolfgang. She was in love with Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart.
Okay. So,
unfortunately, I love to listen to music, but I cannot compose anything.
Well, let's check out some of the things that you've been listening to. What is the first song selection you've got
well,
for us?
Well, the first song is one song I really remember. It was from Scott McKenzie. And believe me, that's years and years and years ago, when I was a 16-year-old boy in Austria. That Scott McKenzie sang this song about San Francisco. Probably was the hippie years and everything. Everybody was smoking dope and being in the street, and love was free. I said, I want to be there too. I want to go to San Francisco. Now, naturally, I was too young to go. I had still to learn. But already at that time, I was dreaming about coming to California. First San Francisco, and then I ended up in LA without the hippies and everybody. But I still remember that song, hanging out with my girlfriend in Austria and saying, oh, I will go there one day.
Eventually did come to America, I think, in 73.
Yep.
How much of American culture was present to you in Europe when you were growing up?
Well, you know, I always loved songs from America. I loved American music and also English music. You know, the Rolling Stones, Pink Floyd, and everybody started at that time in the late 60s, early 70s, and so forth. So music was always a big part, and obviously the movies, American movies, you know. So already at that time, I had the dream. Coming to America and make some money, hopefully. There's a whole generation with a new explanation. People in motion. People in motion. For those who come to San Francisco.
That was Scott McKenzie with San Francisco. Be sure to wear flowers in your hair. Did you ever manage to wear flowers in your hair?
I didn't wear any flowers, but I put a few flowers in a few girls' hair. So that was it.
Well, what's the next song you got for us?
Well, I have one which I remember really also is a song where I was in Los Angeles already. I had opened Spago already, and it was during the 1984 Olympics here. And Lionel Richie was performing at the closing ceremony of the Olympics. And he was singing that song, you know, to party all night long. And it was amazing because 100,000 people danced to the song. It was like the biggest party. The whole city was so proud that we had the best Olympics ever and so forth. And seeing that, and I remember him saying on stage, you know, 1 billion people are watching us, and let's dance. Everybody sing, everybody dance. Lose yourself in wild romance. We're going to party, caramba, fiesta, forever. Come on and sing along. Lionel Richie actually became a very good friend of ours, him and his fiance come to the house, or I cooked at his house, and I love his music, and it's great because he does a lot for charities, and his music really stays on forever. Longevity is really what is important. You know, when you go somewhere where Lionel Richie is playing, you know they're gonna be a party, you know you're gonna get up and dance. So I think I still love him, and you know, having made songs like that long ago, and they are still played today and still performed today, and he performs everywhere, and it's sold out everywhere. I think it's amazing, so I really respect him.
All night long. That was Lionel Richie with All Night Long, as selected by our guest, Wolfgang Puck. What's the next track you got for us?
Well, I think we should go a little back again. One of the first concerts I ever watched was Pink Floyd. Pink Floyd played in Marseille. I was living in south of France, working in Provence. Really, why is that song so important to me? Because I worked at a restaurant called Beaumanière, and that's where I really found my mentor. Without Mr. Tullier, who was at that time 72 years old, I probably wouldn't be a cook today. I might be a truck driver or anything like that, you know, because at 19, I was making more money driving a truck than cooking. But I think, to me, that was such a special place, a three-star restaurant. The chef, who was so passionate about his craft, so inspiring. And then one day, I heard about the Pink Floyd vaguely and the Rolling Stones. They were all starting at that time. And they were playing in Marseille at the Velodrome, which is the soccer stadium. And I never went to a concert like that. And they were playing, and I thought it was one of the most amazing concerts I ever heard. And it was probably the first big concert. You know, I heard the Rolling Stones once in Austria. That was also in the 60s. And I was pissed off at them because they made me wait 2 hours in a standing room only. So I told Mick Jagger that one day. I said, I remember one time when I saw you, I had to wait for 2 hours or longer until they all came on stage. I think they were probably smoking in the back and drinking and having a good time with the girls.
Well, Wolfgang, there are probably many people that have to wait years to even get into your restaurant.
Ah, no, we are easy. They just have to call me and say, oh, I'm a friend of Wolfgang, like everybody does. I love the music of Pink Floyd. So if it's Money or if it's The Wall, I played in our restaurant. And I still remember when I opened Cut in Beverly Hills 10 years ago, Bruce Willis was having a bone-in filet, that's his favorite piece of meat, with a bottle of Vega Sicilia, a very famous Spanish wine. And then he looked really serious, you know, he has this bald head, and says, Wolfgang, come over here. And I said, uh-oh, what did I screw up now? He said, you know what? Having a bone-in filet at Cut, a bottle of Vega Sicilia, and listen to Money from the Pink Floyd is like heaven on earth.
Money, it's a crime.
That was the classic track Money by Pink Floyd. What do you have next for us?
Well, I have another track which really reminds me of my first year in Indianapolis. And Elton John, actually, who became a very good friend of ours and a very good customer, I remember I went to a concert in Indianapolis, and I remember the song The Yellow Brick Road, and that was like the big hit at that time, and obviously, I was falling in love with the girl, and then it's even better. But it was my first job in Indianapolis, and I remember we went to an amusement park called Kings Island near Cincinnati, and we stayed overnight there and listened to Elton John, so it was really a special experience.
Elton John with Goodbye Yellow Brick Road. So, Chef Puck, your final track is from the Swedish DJ Avicii with a track called Wake Me Up. How did you discover him?
I have to drive my boys to school every day in the morning. My 12-year-old son, Oliver, is a DJ. So he loves music. He makes his own music. He plays as a DJ. I remember we were in Bahrain. They had a DJ and he wasn't that good. And I put Oliver up on the stage. And everybody from Naomi Campbell to the Crown Prince, they were all dancing and clapping to Oliver as a DJ. Now, it's because of him I know who Avicii is. I know who David Guetta is, who Calvin Harris is, and I know who Van Buren is. You know, you name them, I heard it because of him. If not, I would have still listened to Pink Floyd, you know. So Avicii, I think it's really a great song. And how often did I hear it in my car going to school? Wake me up. So that's really a special song which really connects my son Oliver and myself. You know, through music, you connect with many different people, old and young. So wake me up when it's all over. When I'm wiser and I'm older. All this time I was finding myself and I didn't know I was lost. So wake me up.
Well, Chef Buck, I want to thank you so much for joining us here at KCRW.com.
Thank you so much.
For a complete track listing and to find these songs online, go to KCRW.com/guestdjproject and subscribe to the podcast through iTunes.